You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Buttery Smooth.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's my nickname.
I'm gonna call you BS.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, man. You turned that around so fast.
And my name is just Rob. I'm not going to risk going with anything else.
This is one of those times where for like the life of the last 900 episodes, you've always been worried about what I'm going to say. And finally, for the first time, I'm like, oh, no, where is this going?
Buttery Smooth, that's where it's going.
If you could only see the beet red face that he has right now as you're listening to this show.
Oh man. That's great. That's
call
great.
Me BS if that's what that's what floats your boat there.
Buttery Smooth, I'm just following along actually and trying to be efficient about it. Anyways, thank you for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. Thank you for the reviews. If you have not reviewed us, we would really love to hear your honest review on whatever platform you listen. That would be fantastic. And if you haven't subscribed, that's a huge help to getting the show to more people. So please do so. That's very helpful as well. And regardless, we appreciate you listening.
We do appreciate you listening. And we also really appreciate you in general. Why? Because if you're here and you're listening, it means you want to learn. And that means that the industry overall benefits from that. And we appreciate that. And we thank you. So let's get into today's question. I just want to say big, big shout out again to Rick Bowman from GPC Cases. If you haven't checked out GPC Cases website, please do it. And then utilize discount code DRONEU15 to save 10% on any case that you buy.
Hey, Rob and Paul, love the show. Paul, I have a question for you. I noticed on your real estate video on the Ask Drone You website, you were using the DJI Osmo to shoot the interiors. I was curious to know if you're still using that particular camera. I currently shoot real estate. I'm actually a professional photographer for the past 20 years, mostly events and weddings and things of that nature, and occasionally do get a real estate gig. But I've been shooting interior videos with the Canon Mark II on a slider and doing all kinds of fancy things with that. But I never actually thought of using the Osmo to shoot interior videos the way you did. And I was just wondering how are the results and if you're still using that particular camera. Thanks.
Thank you very much for the question. It's been a while since you've used the Osmo, actually. And well, of course, it's been a while since you've done any real estate. But I guess the question would be, if you were going to be doing any real estate, would you still use it?
It has not been a while since I've done real estate.
Oh, it's just been a while since I was aware that you've done real estate.
Okay.
Touche.
Are we talking luxury ranches or are we talking about little homes in a city? Because, no, I haven't shot a home in a city in a long time.
Yes. That good point. Let's be a little bit more specific. We're talking, I think, about homes in the city, whether they're little or $500,000 homes, which I guess would be little in some parts of the country. But you get the point.
How do you know about homes? How do you know about my homes?
I don't know about your homes. Homes.
Sorry, we are in New Mexico, so if you're from here, then that would be funny. But for most of you, you probably don't care.
And why the heck did they just do that?
Yeah. Now, that being said, do I still use the Osmo inside in real estate, even on ranches where there's ranch houses and whatnot? Unfortunately, the answer is no, because I have the Ronin S now, which I really, really love. I love my Ronin S. It's still not as capable as an Osmo, though, just to be clear. Like, if an Osmo had a really capable sensor that could handle low light conditions, I would absolutely still be using an Osmo.
That's really the biggest issue, is the low light.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. Yeah.
So if you light a room or you have a very bright, open space with real estate, I would still use the Osmo, because tell me another camera that you can set up in another room, control wirelessly, see what you're looking at through your phone as you're controlling the camera wirelessly, adjust all those things, and get beautifully smooth motion. Because I will tell you, 9 out of 10 realtors won't even know the difference between an Osmo and your beautiful DSLR camera. I'm sorry, but they won't. Yeah. Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
Well, particularly if it's really smooth and so forth, they're going to be emphasizing that.
Yeah, they want more smooth, easy to look at, doesn't shake your brain. It looks fun and enjoyable. But I have been using the Ronin S to get a lot of those shots with my camera because I can get smoother motion. I also have more control of how the light affects the sensor on the camera, shooting in things like shutter priority, you know, when I'm shooting video. And that, you know, using the exposure triangle really helps me. And I would say that when I first started with the Osmo, I don't think I really understood the exposure triangle as well as I do now. But that also goes to show that someone who wasn't super in-depth as far as video knowledge is concerned could make a living in real estate videography because realtors don't know their hand from their foot. So I know there's a lot of realtors that listen to this show, and I'm sorry to generalize. You're not all like that. But I think most people would agree that a large subset of realtors are inherently lazy when it comes to technology and how it affects their business.
I'm not touching that.
Why? Because your wife's a realtor?
No.
Well, then why?
I didn't actually even think about that. Now I'm really not touching that. No, just because I don't like to generalize about people. And you clarified that you're not generalizing, but I think that the point is well taken. The point is well taken.
Yeah, no, I mean, here's the idea is that, like, my point in saying this is not to offend realtors, although I really don't care if I offend a realtor. There are some really great realtors that are really fantastic people. In fact, one of my business mentors is a realtor, but not for the baby real estate, for the luxury real estate. That being said, you can make a business off of shooting real estate videos and not using super nice cameras. Now, here's the thing. If you are already in the real estate business and you already have a DSLR, then you're going to love the Ronin S because for like $600 or whatever it is, you can get that smooth stabilization that you would get with an Osmo, except now you have a good beefy sensor that essentially will match the quality of the photos that you provide to the realtor. So I can understand why, you know, this question is coming up. 100% understand. What am I using now? The answer is a Ronin S, and it's on a slider sometimes, and sometimes it's on a monopod because I found a really good monopod that can actually hold that thing. In fact, I was showing it to one of our members, and I really need to look up his name again, and it wasn't staying still, and it's because I'd unscrewed the bottom of the monopod on accident, and I like did not show off that monopod well. So anyway, long story short, Ronin S is your answer. A lot of people, look, there are so many different Ronin S setups. Frankly, there's not any one go-to Ronin setup. Because a lot of people were whining and complaining that their Sony cables wouldn't connect to the Ronin S so that they could control their camera from the Ronin S. Frankly, I don't care. I really don't care. The cable has never worked for me. I cannot at all like get the cable to ever work or upgrade my firmware for it to work. It's just never worked. And I don't really care because for me to move my hand 5 inches to press the record button is not really a big deal.
Yeah.
So now that being said, obviously you could get some remote control out of your camera, but you could also just click record, move to the other room, control the camera, and then go back in there, end the recording, and voila, you're done.
Not a big workaround.
It's not really a big workaround. That being said, it is so important that you understand your client, what they're looking for, and not what they say that they're looking for. Look at their actions. What do they post? What jobs did they like the most for the value? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, they are only willing to go so far.
Yeah, like any client, you want to do research and know who you're working with.
100%.
Absolutely.
100%. I think we answered that question. Ronin S, get yours today. In fact, let me go ahead and just give you a link, Rob, and then you can get this in the show. I love my Ronin S. I actually wanted us to buy another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
because why would we need to? Just out of curiosity.
They're so easy to work with in the field. I mean, you have so much more flexibility in the shots that you can get. I'm actually seeing people using Ronin S's for a lot of stuff.
Interesting.
So, but anyway, I think that answers the question. So
yeah, it sounds like the Osmo is more just for fun. That's kind of what it's become.
Well, that's, you know, I'm afraid to say that because you can still make money with an Osmo.
True.
Seriously. So it looks like the price of the Ronin S is actually $739, so I guess we got a little bit of a discount. By the way, if you're a Droney member, you still can get those discounts from from our special friends on the East Coast. And if you don't know who that is, then that means you're not a DroneU member. So become a DroneU member today. DroneU.education. On that bombshell, we're going to end it. Thank you very much for joining us. We really do appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you. My name's Rob.
You're listening to another awesome episode of Rob is Bald. Thank you.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.